Moments of Melody Time. 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. Susanna Wesley, mother of 17 children, spent 1 hour each day shut up with God alone, praying for her children. In addition, each child was taken aside for a full hour once a week to discuss matters pertaining to his or her soul. She taught her children to weep softly, so that the disturbing noise of a crying child was rarely heard in their home. Here are Susanna Wesley's rules for raising children. 1. Subdue self-will in a child, and thus work together with God to save his soul. 2. Teach each one to pray as soon as he can speak. 3. Give them nothing that they cry for, and only that which they ask for politely. 4. To prevent lying, punish no fault which is first confessed and repented of. 5. Never allow a sinful act to go unpunished. 6. Never punish a child twice for the same offense. 7. Commend and reward good behavior. Any attempt to please, even if poorly performed, should be appreciated. 8. Preserve property rights, even in the smallest of matters. 9. Strictly observe all promises. Those are the rules of Susanna Wesley for raising children. St. Paul has a word for children and for parents in our reading today. But first, a few moments of melody. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first of God's 10 commandments that ends with a promise. And this is the promise that if you honor your father and mother, yours will be a long life full of blessing. Now a word to you parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. But bring them up with the loving discipline the Lord Himself approves, with suggestions and godly advice. Father and his young son were once climbing a mountain. Presently they came to a place where the ascent was especially difficult and dangerous. While the father paused to consider, the small lad called out trustingly, "Choose the good path, Father. I'm coming right behind you." How very true. Remember, fathers and mothers, you have children that are following in your footsteps.